Summers?
No.
Oh, do I have a tale to tell? A wonderful tale that I'm sure will make you love Sony and everything they stand for. So, things are happening, maybe. It's a rumor, but it's a rumor from many different sources. I think 3 or 4 of them from what I've been able to find. And, Spider-Woman. That is the, that's supposedly what the movie next year is going to be in 2021. October of 2021 that we talked about yesterday on the podcast. And let's talk about Spider-Woman a little bit. Jessica it's interesting. Drew. Jessica Drew.
Not really related anything to Spider-Man himself.
Right.
In the comics, they really consider her... She's not even a Spider-adjacent character like... most of the spider, like Spider Island, Spider Verse, like all of the Spider-Man crossover events where, you know, like Ben Reilly gets involved. That's the Scarlet Spider, Venom, like all of the, like Jessica's usually never a part of that. She's
more a part of like the
her own thing.
The main Marvel universe, you're right.
Yeah. She's been an Avenger. I think she was on... Bendis's new Avengers team, mm-hmm. played a small part in the comic book version of Civil War.
Well, she is interesting because she is one of those nebulous characters that kind of falls within both Marvel Studios and Sony. Marvel Studios is able to use the Jessica Drew name, but they can't call her Spider-Woman and they cannot have her spider abilities. Now, Sony, on the other hand, has full rights to Spider-Woman. They can call her Jessica Drew and have her do her full abilities and everything. So here is the rumor, like I said, that she is going, that is the movie that's happening. That is the rumor. This is my speculation. Okay, well, first of all, the obvious speculation here is they're just having a Spider-Woman thing, and they're going to probably weave it into the Venomverse, so to speak, right? Which is sort of mm-hmm. tangential pocket universe of the MCU. And they will continue to take their ball and go home, as you say, pretty much all the mm-hmm. time, whenever you get the chance, because that's potentially what they're going to do. However, as we also know, there is a little storyline that could be going on over the course of the next phase or two at Marvel. Secret Invasion. I know it's not your favorite, mm-hmm. but it is something that she was involved in and is a part of.
Yes,
and
she was.
I'm wondering if this is them potentially waving in front of Marvel and going, hey, you want this character? You want to use this character? Well, play ball with us, and then you could utilize her in your universe, in your arc that you have potentially going on over the next few years. How do you feel about them using her as leverage to sort of weave itself even tighter into the MCU? Because as we mentioned in 2019, it had to be a bit of a wake-up call to realize how much fan faith they did not have when Spider-Man was supposedly going to leave. Like, they were in the right, legally, and mm-hmm. honestly, morally, and yet fans were like, fuck that, don't care, fuck Sony, all about Disney.
Yeah, no. So Sony made a couple comments that I bring up all the time. One of them was, it wasn't just Marvel. You know, we were involved in the making of those films. Those films being the two Homecoming and Far From Home. We were involved in making those films too. And then the other comment is, we've seen or we read or we know Kevin Feige's playbook. We know how he does things. We've learned the Kevin Feige way is there was two different people. One was the guy that used to be at Fox is now at Sony, and one was a guy that's been at Sony for a while. And I can't remember the names or anything. Rothman was one of them. And then the other one's the Italian name that we thought was a Hispanic name.
Right.
For a minute.
Oh, what the hell is that guy's name? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. But you remember hearing both of those comments, and most people do. And that's why I was like, you know, they don't want a deal. They wanted Marvel to fix Spider-Man and take it and run with it, which is why they created their Venomverse, or what they started out. It was officially, nobody used it, never caught on, but it was for a moment. I believe Sony said it was an official name, the Sony Universe of Marvel Characters, the yep. SUMC.
I believe that is officially what they called it, yes.
Yeah, but it never took off. Like, nobody calls it that. People keep calling it, like, Venomverse and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
So, haha, fuck you, Sony. So you have all of that, and Venom does really well. Money wise, thank you, China, and
Tony Vinciquerra.
There you go. Yep, and we think it's actually Italian, not Hispanic, right? Wasn't that the discussion we had?
Yeah.
So Venom does well. Like I said, there's a lot of things that the Chinese government does that you can question and point blame and stuff that's not on the Chinese people. Venom is on the Chinese people. That's your guys' fault. So, and then Spider-Verse, great film. Don't get me wrong. I do really enjoy Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Critically acclaimed, did make money, 370 something, I think, million worldwide. Mm-hmm. Not massive amounts of money, but still, profitable, a good chunk of change.
Profitable and creatively fulfilling, which are
critically loved and fan loved, even though it didn't make a whole bunch of money in theaters. So you take all that, and Kyle says Sony wants out. They still want out. They want away from Marvel. Now, to your question, I have said this before, and I stand by it. If the price to keep Spider-Man in the MCU is to integrate the two universes, I'll pay that price. I hate Tom Hardy's Venom with a passion. You know I do. I hated the movie. I watched it sober, unfortunately. And I tried my best. Of course, I've got my bias. And anybody that's ever had a bias, like a preconceived notion,
everyone has a bias,
knows how hard it is to view something objective, but there are things that you can look at and be like, okay, well, I can see where writing or cinematography, some of the more technical things, and I pointed out issues I had with some of the technical stuff, and then I pointed out issues I had with the story and character stuff. Regardless, I hated Venom, but if this is their way of leveraging,
let it be known, you did love the Eminem song.
Don't lie to people. You're the one that's always Venom, 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 Venom. I made fun of the fact that because it was like, to me, it was just another thing of Sony not fucking getting it. They were like, oh man, you remember when we did that Chad Kroeger song with the first Spider-Man film and how great it was and it charted? We should totally do that for Venom.
Who the hell's Chad Kroeger? Who's that?
He's the lead singer for Nickelback.
Oh, wait. Which song was that? Was it Hero?
I don't think the song was a Nickelback song. I think it was just Chad Kroeger himself.
What? Hold on a second. My mind is blown. Hold on. Hero song, Spider-Man.
I do think it was just Chad Kroeger. I don't think it was Nickelback.
I didn't know that Chad Kroeger. Get the fuck out of here. Huh. I didn't know he had like a solo career.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I thought that was hilarious because you don't do theme songs anymore. It doesn't fucking happen, especially one with a goddamn movie title.
Tell that to Venom. Tell that to Venom. $860 million grossing movie.
Fuck. God.
What else have they had that had a freaking? I feel like there's recently was a movie that also had a theme song. What was it?
I think you are right, but I can't remember
what it was. But
not,
was
and we're not counting recently. Musicals. Musicals, of course, have their things. I think you are right, though. I think there was something that had,
like, in 2019, there was something. I don't remember what it was.
They pushed out, like, hey, here's this theme song for this movie. Anyways,
right.
So to answer your question. if they leverage this to get in into more integrated in, into the Marvel universe, if that allows Feige and company to still use Spider-Man, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
So be it. And I hope that Sony has learned from Feige, and I hope Feige gets some input on the stuff that does touch the Avengers world, the MCU true world, not just the Spider-Man adjacent stuff. I would really hope, because I think even though I don't like Tom Hardy's Venom, I think if you let the writer's room and the crew over at Marvel Studios in on it, I do think that they can make it better. You've already established kind of how the character is, but I think they can make it better, and they can kind of like heal the wounds of a Spider-Man-less origin by having the symbiote jump to Spidey for a while and then him reject it and jump back, whatever. And that then you could that would help set up Brock not liking Peter because, hey, you took my symbiote from me, and then the symbiote not liking Peter because, hey, you rejected me. And now that fixes where Brock doesn't like Peter because of the professional conflict, like their job conflict and stuff like that. So there are ways to do it. If this is the price to pay, so be it. But I still don't think that's what's going to happen. I still think Sony has every intent after the next two times Spidey appears in the MCU. This is Feige's chance to write Spider-Man out of the MCU, and we're going to have the Sony Spider-Verse, and it's going to be completely cut off. They're going to for the most part ignore Homecoming, mm-hmm. and Far From Home because of how much, you know, relation to Tony Stark and stuff there is. We're going to get our Sinister Six. They're going to run it into the ground. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be a shit show. Here's the other thing. We've had this conversation before about how I think Peter, they should do three more movies with Peter and then kill him off. And you're like, well, he'll still be in his 20s. That's too young. I think
he won't just be in his 20s. He'll still be in high school.
No, that field trip he was just on was like a junior field trip between junior and senior year.
Yeah, that means so that he'll have the time.
Three more, actually, if he did three more movies, he would be in his, he'd be,
but
in
he only has two more movies.
20s. Right, no, I'm saying if.
Oh, if he has another three movies, gotcha.
Yeah, if I had had my way, the whole, you know, introducing Miles in Sinister Six and killing Peter off in the third movie of three more movies and then moving to a Miles, I think we get to Miles even faster at Sony than you would at Disney.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
I do. I think we've taken our ball and gone back home. The next Spider-Man film after whatever we get at the MCU, if Sony does take it home, I think that movie introduces Miles and potentially kills Peter in that one. I think you get to Miles as the primary Spider-Man faster at Sony than you do at Disney.
I can agree.
And I think that's because Sony is looking at it from the wrong perspective, and they're looking for brownie points, and they think that'll give them the brownie points, and also put distance between them and the MCU by having a different man behind the mask. So I think you get Miles faster as your primary Spider-Man with Sony than you do with Disney.
Separate from the Marvel Sony rights situation, how do you feel about Spider-Woman potentially being woven into a Secret Invasion story?
I don't I you always like this when the frustration. When I do my sighs and my frustrations.
I feel bad because I do take a little sick, twisted pleasure when you get flustered, know, but then I realize I part of it also has to do with your head situation, and that's not as funny. But I just like the idea of you just being upset at something that is really silly.
I'm trying to get my thoughts together. I don't like Secret Invasion in the comics because it was so poorly executed. And part of it was they wussed out on some of the things that they were setting up, like, but there are some footwork, having spoiler alert for Far From Home. If you haven't seen it, Nick Fury is a Skrull, the actual Skrull from Captain Marvel, Talos, the whole time, and his wife,
well, not the whole time. Her name. We don't know
the whole time in Far From Home.
Yes.
The whole time in Far From Home.
Right.
And his wife was Maria Hill the whole time at Far From Home. They've laid the groundwork that Secret Invasion could be happening. And, I don't want to see it because the only way I've ever seen it, it sucked. So I don't want to see it because I don't have any good feels for it. There's other storylines I think that you can do, and I even want to get away from some like Avengers heavy stuff and have some just individual adventures, some team up adventures, and get into some of the supernatural and the cosmic stuff, you know, which is for a while they were saying Phase 4 and beyond was going to be more cosmic, but that doesn't seem to be the case now.
I think maybe Guardians of the Galaxy, that whole situation with James Gunn may have forced them to push it back a bit because that could no longer usher that stuff in.
That's a shame, but if Marvel, if anybody can do it right, just given their track record, and I know I'm on that borderline of violating one of my own self regulations of no blind faith, but I almost have blind faith in Kevin Feige and Marvel. I know, right? It's a terrible. It makes me feel
even Kevin Feige was just like, no, we don't want blind faith. We want to be able to earn it.
Yeah, but that's the thing is I believe they've earned it now. That's why, like, here we are now going into 12 years with the 24th film about to come out. And the next two films are going to be a big test. And these first two Disney Plus shows, WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, are going to be big tests.
Yeah.
They're going to be big tests on the direction that they're going. Big tests on fans' attention and being able to hold it and their devotion, because we're doing a straight up in between quill because it's in between. It's got some stuff that
Interquill.
Interquill, there you go. Between Civil War and Infinity War, for the most part, with some stuff happening further back in Natasha's past with Black Widow, and then we've got something that's going to potentially span centuries with the Eternals. So there's this year is a big test year for fans, their patience, their attention span. And then you've got Sony sitting over there scheming in the corner, the little motherfuckers. And look,
Sony is the Loki of this relationship. Yeah. Marvel is the Thor.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see that. Like I said, I have no doubt in my mind, and I don't have anything but a few comments to go off of, which is all circumstantial. But I believe Sony has always wanted to, you know what, let's let Marvel fix it for us, take some notes and then take it back and go do our own thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that because I don't trust them. They don't have a proven recent track record. And looking at things like Ghostbusters 2016, looking at what they're doing with Ghostbusters Afterlife, which, you know, I hope is a good movie, but it doesn't look or feel like a Ghostbusters movie. It looks and feels like they said, oh, the audience really loved It and Stranger Things, so let's make that with Ghostbusters. Like that's what they wanted. They didn't want the all-female improv show. They want kids. Yes, they want kids Ghostbusters.
They don't want kids. They want generations.
Yeah, there you go. I want good movies.
I don't even need to do anything. So, I just need to just need to set something in front of you and you go off.
Jammer's not even really going to just be a part of the show. He's going to come up to the microphone and be like, "So Kyle, A, B, C," and then
literally
I'll
what
ju-
I do,
just
I just
go
I
off.
Just have like a what's it called, a voice panel of my reactions. I basically come in, I announce something, and then I go do other things, and I just press a button every now and then you go off and you continue. That's pretty much what this episode is.
Well, what do you think about? I've had it in my mind. We've never discussed it because the rights issue I knew was kind of muddled when it came to Jessica Drew. I always figured we would see a Ghost Spider / Spider Gwen movie before we would see a Spider Woman movie. But what do you think about a Spider Woman movie?
Well, that's kind of why I'm a little bit speculative about it, is because I think the easy cash grab is Spider-Gwen or Ghost Spider or whatever the heck she's called, right?
Yeah.
And because they're going with Jessica Drew, which is such it's an odd choice, because it's not like, I mean, I can't think of before the Secret Invasion stuff, she wasn't really that prominent.
Like she had a bit part in Civil War, and that's about it.
Yeah, before, at least for our generation, right? Before that, yeah, I mean, maybe she had stuff before that, but like, it's weird, but maybe they're going for also like a brand recognition, like Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, you know, that spider's in the title. So I don't know, maybe that's another thing they're thinking of, but I mean, it's still Spider-Gwen or Ghost Spider. Spider's still in the title. So like, I don't know if that really holds any water. So like, that's why I'm thinking maybe this is them sort of dog whistling to Marvel, going, "Hey, what's up guys? Come over here. Bring us into your world. Do you want this character? I know you have plans. Let's kind of incorporate her into this and figure it out." That's the reason why, is because Spider-Woman just seems like a, you know, it's not like Madam Web status, but it's, you know, it's closer God. To Madam Web than it is to Spider-Man, I feel like. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I, you know, we discussed this and I'm working on some stuff. We've discussed their villain-centric movies, and especially if they're doing a bunch of origin films, how bad of an idea that is, because origins are done. Our generation, we're done. We're done with the origin story. We're fed up with it, you know? 10, 15 years from now, the origin story might come back around. I don't know. Spider-Woman, I mean, look, definitely they've got Venom already, Venom 2, which is going to heavily feature Carnage. That's two males. Morbius, that's male heavy. The Spider-Man movies featured Spider-Man, Mysterio, and Vulture, and even Shocker at a lesser extent, all male characters. So it makes sense that Sony does want to get a female hero out there, whether it's connected to
what about
the
that
MCU
silver and black stuff they are going on the other day? I mean,
that's one of the things that they were wanting to do. Madam Web is one of those things that they were wanting to do. Both of those were fucking stupid. And
do you think Spider-Woman is better than Silver and Black?
I think Spider-Woman is better than Silver and Black, but I think Spider-Gwen, Spider Ghost Spider, whatever. I hate the name change that they.
Well,
they,
I mean, Spider Gwen never made sense to me, because it's just like, it's not like you call it Spider Peter.
Announcing her name, yeah, but Ghost Spider sounds weird too. I mean, and fuck it, they should have as lame as it is, they should have just went with Spider Girl then. Which
didn't they
at
call
one point,
didn't they call her Spider Woman initially? They called her that. Oh, Spider Gwen? I think the name of the comic was Spider Gwen, but it's not like she went around saying, "I'm Spider Gwen."
I don't know. I'm not sure. I never really read it. I know Spider Girl was Earth 2, Peter Parker's daughter.
It's Spider-Woman. Spider-Gwen explores the universe when Gwen Stacy bitten by radioactive spider instead of Peter Parker, forcing her into a career as Spider-Woman of her world.
Oh, okay. There you go. So there's things that they can do, but Sony, stop fucking toying with me. Figure out what the future's going to be. Tell me, am I going to have to start practicing the dark arts and making sacrifices of small woodland creatures to make sure you guys make good movies, because you're taking Spider-Man and you're going home? Or are you guys going to integrate with the MCU and I don't have to necessarily get as dark? Maybe I can just continue to pray to the god that I do currently worship that you guys don't fight too much and we get good movies out of that. So, you know, one of these ways, I'd prefer to keep my soul. The other one requires, you know, blood and guts and small creatures. And mm-hmm. I can't move very fast. So to get small woodland animals for animal sacrifices is difficult to begin with.
Yeah.
But
you do have two cats.
I am not sacrificing. No, Spider-Man is not worth my cats.
Okay. All right. I was just curious how far you'd go.
The dog, maybe. The cats, no. Oh, man. I don't know. This whole episode, I can already see the wavelengths. It's going to be like the easiest in the world. There's going to be just like these, because when I edit my audio files are in blue and yours are in this reddish pink track, and I can already tell it's just going to be a shit ton of blue.
Oh yeah,
the screen.
Not that much reddish pink on this end. It's literally just every 5 minutes, just like 20 seconds of talking, and that's it. And then the rest is you.
Do you have anything else you want to inject, or any other questions? Anything else you want to piss me off with?
I'm just interested with how this could go. I think part of me wants to believe that Sony is being smart, but also part of me realizes that's probably not happening. So you're probably mm-hmm. right. I think you're right. They are just going to do their Spider-Woman thing. They are going to try to just do their own thing. So I expect Spider-Woman to be its own standalone thing, and then them to kind of go their own way after Spidey has his last cameo in, like, or not cameo, last role in an MCU film, and for it to transition out. So I don't have high hopes, but I'd be happy if I were wrong. But I wrote a whole piece about the whole speculation surrounding Spider-Woman, so it's fun to speculate.
Would you be comfortable with the two universes merging?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, yeah, I could separate them in my head. Like, you and me, we can separate them because we know, okay, this is a Sony movie, this is a Marvel movie. It's not like, I mean, here's the thing. Just because a bad movie comes out doesn't mean that it's... It's interesting how, like, people, if a movie sucks, they're like, oh, I don't like that to be canon. I'm like, who cares? It's not like every part of human history is good. That doesn't mean it's not canon. We don't eliminate Cold War because it's boring, or World War II because it did stuff that we didn't want it to do. Like, it's just, it's a part of the canon. It happened.
Yeah.
But we move on from there. Like, I don't understand the need that, like, oh, all of the movies need to be good, otherwise take it out of canon.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's a, if they did merge the universes and Sony still made some of its, you know, one-off stuff like a Spider-Woman with Jessica Drew and it wasn't great, you don't ever have to watch it again, you know?
Yeah, it's like I watched it once. I know what happened. If it has importance later on, great. If it pulls Thor 2 and then somehow it becomes important in a later down the line thing, sure. That's mm-hmm. great. But, you know, it's still part of the world, whatever. Yeah, I don't care. And yeah, like yep. I said, I could separate it from, you know, between what a Marvel Studios movie is and what a Sony movie is. And, you know, in my head, my head canon will just be like, yeah, it's off in its own little thing. And that's fine. As long as I understand how it connects. I think when it starts to get too confusing, kind of like how the X-Men universe was, when it starts to be a little annoying.
Yeah. I still just hope the next Sony experiments fail. And they decide to sell Spider-Man to Marvel. So I'm petty that way. I want it all, but I am willing if they don't fail, if they do mediocre, or Sony just insists on being the idiots that they are, maybe we can merge the two universes. But my gut tells me time is short for Spider-Man in the MCU, and he's gonna go play in Sony. And I want to know what happens if Sony does take Spider-Man back completely out of the MCU. Well, what happens if it fails for them?
Yeah.
Do they at that point, do they finally say, okay, yes, we can't do it. Give us $6 billion and you can have it back. You know, like what? I mean,
that's
what,
not a bad move happens for them. When you say it that way, it almost makes me want to say, hey, you know, we'll give it a shot. If it works out, great. We get money. If it doesn't, we just say, you know what? We'll sell it to you. And then we make out like bandits. So I think you're making a case for that potential approach.
Damn it. Don't listen to this podcast, Sony.
Yeah, stop listening.
Go listen to other ones where I'm just yelling about how much you suck and I hate you.
There you go.
One day I'm going to get a job offer from Sony, and then they're going to listen. They're going to be like, oh, you worked for LRM Online? That's cool.
What did you have to say about Sony? Good things, I hope. You're like, oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. What's this podcast about Spider-Man stuff? Jammer, please take down the podcast now. Take them all down. LR Mornings, just shut it down now.
Yeah, pretty much. I believe it.
No.
I would do it. I'd do that for you. You'd
do that for me? That's so sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you guys are checking out LRMonline.com every single day for all your entertainment news, needs, opinions, and more. So subscribe to the YouTube channel for great content, including celebrity interviews. Gig's going to be on some red carpets here in the near future, so keep your eyes out. Subscribe, man. And, of course, subscribe to the LRM Online Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Great shows, Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, LR Mornings, Los Fanboys, lots of great content. Like, share, subscribe. Jammer, where can people find you at online?
You can find me on Twitter at JamTheWriter and all of my stuff at LRMonline.com.
And you guys can find me at ThatKindOfMalone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.